Welcome to the Best Today podcast. I am your host, Shantae Grant, and this is episode 163. Let's get started. Welcome to the Best Today podcast. I'm your host, Shantae Grant, creator of the Best Today Guide and owner of the Best Today brand, where we equip women with resources to help you show up as your best one today at a time. If you're ready to trade chaos, comparison, and busy for intentional living, you are in the right place. We believe that intention begins with first knowing who you are and what you want. Here on the podcast, we'll have conversations together about topics that matter to you on the journey of becoming, because we know that being your best leads to doing your best. So welcome to the podcast created to help women all across the globe proclaim, this is what my best today looks like. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Best Today podcast. I am your host, Shantae Grant, and thank you so much for being present with me here for today's episode. Today, I have a short message for you. I hope that it's an encouragement to you. And if it isn't exactly the encouragement you need now, it is encouragement you're going to need at some point. So I want you, wherever you're listening, to find the save button. It might look like a little bookmark. It may say download, but go on right now, and unless you're driving, tap this to save this episode so you can come back to it as often as you need and you have it to share when you know you have someone who's going through exactly what I'm about to talk to you about today. So first of all, let me say this. If you know me, if you're not new to me, if this isn't your first time hearing my voice, I believe in being great stewards of our time. Right? That is actually what I do. I teach people how to steward their time well, whether it is personally in your actual everyday lives, if it's professionally, when I'm going to companies and teaching them how to do that in their profession to help meet the goals of their, you know, company, if it's an organization, the goals of your organization. I want us to live lives of intention and really ensure that how we steward our time and what we do with our time is a reflection of who we are, of our values, of what matters in the season of life that you find yourself in. That is a reflection of who you are, right? These are things that are really important. I take that very seriously because time is a gift that we're given, right? We didn't earn it, we didn't buy it. And so therefore we've been given it to steward well. And for that, with that, I say that with understanding that I just had this thought. And it was so short. I was like, can I do a podcast episode on this? And then I remember, well, of course you can. You are the one who owns and creates the podcast. Some days you just don't have it. And that's just the way it is, right? For whatever reason, there are some times, and it might be some days, it might be a stint of a day where the best tools, the best mindset, the best discipline, the best, you've had the best rest. So we're not going to go to those. I always say like the big three, right? We're not talking about because you aren't well rested. You've had the rest consistently. It's not because of malnourishment. You've had the nourishment for your body. And it's not because of lack of movement, right? Because usually I'm going to go to those three. And not necessarily first, but those are three important things. But there are some days you've had the rest. Girl, your mind is right. You've moved your body. Everything is good. But you just don't got it. I don't have it today, or I don't have it for this moment, right? And I want to make sure you know that sometimes that is actually just life. And it happens, right? And it happens for a number of reasons, one of which I'm learning as I am in my early side of 40s, is it could be hormones. So particularly I'm talking to women as it relates to this, it could be the hormones in your body, right? It could be a time for your body is telling you, sis, we ain't got it. We just need a moment of rest. And being able to decipher and understand when that is, right? Maybe, instead of always assuming that when you feel that way, right? And let me be clear what I'm talking about. Sometimes have you ever like, there's something you are actually looking forward to doing, whether it's personally or for work in your life. But when it comes time to do it, your mind just can't wrap itself around it. It just won't. And this isn't how you normally are, right? So I'm talking about something that is an exception to you and not like your norm. And we try to find all the reasons, like, okay, well, is this a sign about something? Am I not thinking the right way? Hold on, did I get enough sleep? Am I hungry? And all those things come back like it's not that. Sometimes you just don't got it. Some days and some moments, for whatever reason, our bodies, our minds are just not up for the task in the moment. Now, in the times where you actually can say, so I'm going to step back and actually allow that to be, I'm going to lean into that. Because there are some times where you can't, right? Where, and though it might be an example, okay, well, I don't got it, but you know, that doesn't mean you can't pick your children up from school. You got to go get them. Somebody got to pick them up, right? You know? So that's what I mean. Like, sometimes we can't do that. But in the times where you can, I want to invite you to lean into that. Maybe it is a secondary or tertiary. Is that the word for third level? I think it is. Level of resting our mind or honoring that it might be something hormonal. But I think sometimes we forget that sometimes it's just that's just the way it is. And we can lean into that as opposed to, I got to push through. When you don't have the space to lean in, I would even invite you not to think of it as, oh, I have to push through. It is, okay, let me note this. Let me note how I'm feeling and why it is I just can't seem to get into this. But also let me remind myself I have an obligation to X, Y, and Z. And so I'm going to go on and do that. But also just be mindful of this and kind of put it in my pocket and be mindful to see if I see this thing happen again. Can I find some similarities? But again, sometimes I just want to normalize this for you in case you need it. You ain't got it sometimes. Whether it's because of hormones, whether it's because of just something that might be going underneath on the surface, your body's just not there or your mind isn't there. And you can decide to lean into that.
At Best Today, we exist to help women just like you be your best one today at a time. So each week on the podcast, we are going to highlight your stories and your voices. So let's see what's in the inbox today.
Today, we have a 5-star review of the Best Today Guide that says, a fabulous system. In a word, wow. I just love how Shantae's products and philosophy, listen to the podcast for more on that. Thank you for that podcast shout out, intertwined to support one another. The premise being you are a whole person and the things you are planning need to be aligned with who you want to become. Introspection preceding execution. In all products I've been exposed to, she also invites you to reflect on what might be holding you back logistically and or psychologically. So Shantae provides hugely practical steps, but with the recognition that planning, the how, is pointless without also getting clear on the why. I'm a big fan of the products I've used, the Best Today Guide, Right Now Routine, Plans Be Done, and derive a lot of benefit from the podcast as well. Well, thank you, KOC, who left this review. Thank you for also explaining how all of our resources really align and flow together. So if you are a podcast listener and you have not tried the Best Today Guide, guess what? Today is your day. Go to besttoday.co, shop under shop, you'll see daily planning, and you can get the Best Today Guide starting right now. What's even better is the Best Today Guide comes with your first month in the Best Today community for free. So join us over there. We'll link to it right now where you're listening. Scroll down and you'll see a link directly for the Best Today Guide as well. Thank you again for that 5-star review, for being a podcast listener. So shout out to you, KLC. And thank you so much just for reminding everyone about how the Best Today Guide goes deep and really into really helping you and the whole of you and not just the I have to get stuff done part of you, because you are more than the things that you do. Okay. So thank you again for that 5-star review. Go get your Best Today Guide right now by scrolling down wherever you're listening and clicking on that link to get the Best Today Guide, or by going to besttoday.co. You also can say, okay, do I need to just modify for today and only do those things that are top tier? Like someone's waiting on me for this, right? I have given my word to have something done at a time with a deadline, a client work, a contract. I'm contracted to do X, Y, or Z, right? I'm going to take care of those things. And then I'm going to kind of hold back for the rest of the day. Come back strong tomorrow and begin again. That sometimes actually is the answer. Now, when it's not the answer, I got another podcast episode for you about that. So today we're talking about when that is the answer. Sometimes the answer is I'm going to lean into the fact that today I don't have it mentally, emotionally, physically. And it's again, not because a lack of nourishment, a lack of movement, a lack of taking care of myself, but some even within that, I think that's the thing. Sometimes we think, well, once you do that, you never have times where you just aren't feeling like yourself or feeling like it. And that's not the case. It can happen. And this is an invitation to lean into that when you can. That's the short way. Like this podcast episode really is like three sentences. Okay. But I know that that is going to light bulb for somebody. And also someone say, oh, all this time I just kept thinking that was weird or it was me, or this must be a sign that I'm, you know, my mindset. If you're on the internet's going to tell you your mindset, your whatever. And you can't see my face right now, but my eyes are rolling to the back of my head. Sometimes you just don't have it. And it's not because what I'm not talking about is procrastinating. I'm not talking about that. What I'm not talking about is laziness, meaning I just don't want to do nothing. And that's just kind of how I always am. I'm not talking about because of the reason that you're not there, you don't have it mentally or emotionally. It's because you haven't done the things to take care and equip and nourish yourself mentally and physically and emotionally. I'm talking about the times when we've done all that we know we are to do, and we are in fact taking care of ourselves. And yet and still, there's a time where you just feel it in your body that I just don't have it today. And that when you can, lean into that. And understand that we are humans. We are not machines. Not ever were we machines. We were not created to be machines. We have feelings. We can do all the things that one does to nourish yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all the elites, right? And still, we are human with the where there is space and where there is capacity to still not have it, not have what is needed for the moment. And sometimes we can lean into that. That is the message of this episode, which I think I've said four different ways, five different times. I hope you get this message. I hope you will save it, because there's going to be a day when that might be exactly where you are. And you're like, oh, hold on, Shantae said that. Let me just put that in my ear for a minute. That's what this episode is for, to put in your ear for that moment and for your friend when they say, I don't know, it's something today, I just send them this episode. Or better yet, send it to them proactively so they have it in their reservoir. That's for you, my friend, today. I hope you tuck it in your pocket for when you need it. Thank you for being present with me for this week's episode of the Best Today podcast. The best way to support this podcast is one, doing exactly what you're doing right now, listening. But second, leave a review, share it with a friend, and let me know your favorite parts. It lets me know you're listening, right? And not just that someone's hit play. And you know, the stats can only tell me so much. I only know that a human actually listened to the words when you tell me that you listened to the words. So please write us, leave us a message. We give you all the ways to do that below. You can email us, hello@besttoday.co. You can leave us a voicemail, besttoday.co/voice, also linked below. To hear more from me, I invite you to read my online subscription, which you can find at forthoseonthejourney.com. It's linked below as well. Thank you again for listening this week. There are more episodes for you to discover at besttodaypodcast.com. Or if you like an episode broken down, you can go by category. You can go to besttoday.co/podcast. In episode 151, I break down the first 150 episodes of the podcast. You can listen to that episode. Just tap back. And again, that was episode 151. So go back about, 12 episodes from here. And take a listen. There is an episode right now with something that you actually need in this very moment. I can guarantee you of that. Throughout the last 162 episodes before this one, there's something waiting just for you. Okay. Thank you so much, my friend. I will talk to you on the next episode that you listen to of the Best Today podcast. Bye for now. This podcast is provided for you every week by Best Today, where we are on a mission to help you to live and work well. We do this by creating resources that bring intention to how you plan, schedule, work, and live. You can get started in one of three easy ways. First, by taking our product quiz at besttoday.co/quiz. 2, joining us in our online community, the Best Today community, at besttoday.co/community. Or 3, connect with us through email at besttoday.co/email, all of which are linked below in the show notes. To learn more about our company and what we do, visit besttoday.co and join thousands of customers around the world pursuing a life of intention, one today at a time.